Hi, welcome back to the Wise Divine Sisterhood and the Wise Divine Woman podcast. Today I have Erin Herrigan with me, and I'm so thrilled. She is all about entrepreneur hustle, and fulfillment is her theme this month. And what does it mean to be fulfilled, or having a business fulfilled, or a life fulfilled? Keeping it in God's perspective. So I think that is a wonderful way to look at things, because many of us, well, myself, always have this feeling of not being enough. Is this really God's direction? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And so that is a beautiful sort of way in fulfillment, filling fulfillment, I suppose. So tell me, Erin, what do you do? Tell my listeners. And I know that we've spoken before, but it's always amazing listening to everything that you do, because it is in the pursuit of God.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's such an honor to be speaking with you. So I am Erin Herrigan. I am a Christian wife, an empty nest mom of two 20-something daughters. I love tacos and guacamole and all things 80s. I think it's important to tell everybody that, because that kind of gives you a sense of the, some things. And I help ambitious Christian women to tune out the world, tune into God's truth, and turn up focus so that they can build a thriving business. And in a world full of distractions and noise and definitions about making it happen and boss babes and where we should find success and how it's measured, it is, I believe, a desire for women of faith to be led by the Lord. But darn it, if it isn't hard to let go of the wheel and let him drive.
That divide of success in God, or that divide in the world, seems to be ever increasing sometimes, it feels.
Yeah. And with the, with where we've come as women, right? We hear all the time about, you know, disparity in income and, you know, women's rights, or even, you know, women of color and rights. I believe that we've sort of tuned into this loud din, if you will, of the world that tells us how is success measured, and what do we have to do, and what do we have to look like, and what are all the things that have to get done. And oh, by the way, at the same time, like, never be satisfied, always go for more and have it all. And so if you are a woman of faith, it's really challenging, because generally you find yourself in the middle of a gap of, you have your faith community, but they don't really understand business. Mm-hmm. You have your business tribe, but they don't understand what it means to pursue success God's way. Yeah. Because from the outside looking in, it may seem that you're not taking command of your ship, or that you're resting, and are you being lazy, and are you doing enough, and all of that sort of mantra. So we find ourselves really in this gap. And it is in this gap that we begin to discover we've wrapped our identity into achievement. So we're allowing the world to define success for us. We're making our own way through, but not always leaving God margin to direct us. And then we're very distracted, right? Because there's shiny things, and what's everybody else doing? And, you know, I don't know about you. I know for me at 54, we didn't have all of the noise of social media to actually look around and see what anybody else was doing, right? So we get so caught up in that, and God begins to show us in the middle of that gap, you know, where we perhaps have made our business or our achievements our idol or our savior. And that is definitely not his desire. So helping women navigate that is really what I do as a coach.
I love that. It is hard, because it is a lot of, am I providing enough? Am I doing enough? What about this, or what about that? And so even today in programming, you know, all the great shiny things that you've collected, and you want to get them out there, and it's like, wow, I think that's too much. But then again, is it not enough? And I think not staying connected to God in prayer first and foremost is probably what leads you astray. you have to have action, right?
Yes.
You still have to be walking. Like God may be ahead of us. He kind of waits for us along the way. He's like, okay, come on, girl, let's go. Right. I've led you. I've told you, I've made the way. You've got to move forward in this. And I find that doubt really kind of steps in there on, let's say myself, for instance, is this enough, or is this God's direction in that? And then how much is too much? And it's a fine line, right? When you're trying to be all that you can be to the community, to the sisterhood that I've created, and or being too much.
Right.
Right. And so you were talking about fulfillment, and I know you have a great little handout about that you'll have for business women who are interested in doing that or looking at that, or even just anyone in there. What do you mean? What is that all about?
So one of the things that has come up for me in my own journey, as I sort of made a transition from doing business Aaron's way and being very self-reliant to surrendering and allowing the Lord to lead me, which I started doing in 2014, is that we are very overwhelmed because there's so much that we think we have to get done, and we have to get it all done now, and it's got to be timely. And, you know, we have our long to-do list, and we're so busy, and we wear our busyness like a badge, but it's overwhelming. We tend to be overachievers because, you know, if I can do two things, why not do four? Right.
Right. We can still multitask. Yes.
Yeah. And we tend to be unfulfilled. And where this hit home for me in 2014, when I hit a wall, I had had great success in my network marketing company. I had great success in my corporate career, but I got up one day and I looked in the mirror of my big house where I had my big luxury car and all the stuff. And I kind of went, this is it? Like, this is not what I thought this would feel like. And so it was very unfulfilled. And through a conversation with my mentor, whom I call the Velvet Hammer, in my book, Pursuing Success God's Way, for me, what I realized is I didn't know who I was or whose I was. So I had tied my identity, who am I, to the roles and the titles, and the promotions and the money and the stuff. And I had this black hole that I was trying to fill to make myself better, right? Achieving the goal was never enough. There was always another one and another one and another one. And I feel like I could never catch my breath, right? Because you're not supposed to rest on your laurels and you should never be satisfied. So as I was walking that out, and I turned to my mentor who said, you know, I don't think you know who you are or whose you are, and asked me if I had a relationship with Jesus, and I didn't. And that day I gave my life to him. I, over time, as God was pruning me and teaching me the lessons of what does it mean to be an entrepreneur for his glory, I realized this theme for myself and for others, that we're overwhelmed, we're overachieving, and we're unfulfilled. And the reason that we've been unfulfilled is because fulfillment for us has always been tied to what's happening in our world. And so it's shifting sands. You know, you could be a CEO of a company and then the company goes under. Well, is that who you are? Like, because if the company goes away, then who really are you, right? And if you're pinning all of your fulfillment on the perfect marriage or the perfect children or the perfect friendships or the perfect business, like, that just doesn't exist. But the dictionary says that fulfillment is the state or quality of being fulfilled. It's about completion. It's about, like, fully realizing, right? Whether that's our potential or our purpose or what have you, but who really defines all of that? Well, if we're following the Lord, the only authority that can really define that, that can really define who we are and what success means for us and what our assignment is God. Mm-hmm. And if he's going to define that, then it's not enough for us to say, okay, you've defined that. Now I'm just going to go follow my own map. No. We've got to allow him to direct us, because who better to direct us than he who already knows the end of our story, right? And so as I was taking a look at fulfillment as a theme this month specifically, since we're, you know, in the Easter season and we'll be celebrating Easter and Jesus's resurrection coming up, really understanding that as it says in John 15, he is the vine and we are the branches. So without him, we have no nourishment. Without him, we don't exist. So the only place that we can physically be filled, where we can be nourished, where we can be fulfilled, regardless of what's happening around us, regardless of poor relationships, terrible business results, whatever, the only place to find that fulfillment is in him. And that has been the path that I've been taking my clients down with this four keys framework, which I'll talk about in just a second, to really help them understand that, yes, build your business. Yes, set your goals. Yes, execute your strategies, but ultimately do not let that define your fulfillment in life, because those are all but a vapor. Those are all very temporal things that can change at any time.
I love that. I just love that. It's so perfect. And I love the vine analogy of things, because without that vine, or without that root foundation.
Yes.
Right. Even in that root foundation,
that's right.
You can't grow. You can't flourish. And often when you're looking at the health of women, in a fourfold kind of perspective, it is always going back to that foundation, that root, and ensuring that that's right. Where we always kind of go back with this worldly sort of thought of grounding. And I'm always, that one is not really a word. It's a worldly word, but it's again, can be true for women of faith. Like, you can see that fulfillment or is the same as not being grounded, because you're not in the word.
Yeah.
You're not breathing the word. You're not living the word. You're not trusting in the word.
Yes.
And it's this aspect of when you're wavering, right? When there's this wavering about your business, or this wavering about your health, or this wavering about relationships, again, I believe that goes and stems back to this wavering faith that that we have sometimes, or this lack of hope, or trust, actually, in what God's promises are. That not only just applies to our own personal spiritual life, but I believe it has a lot to do with our business life, with our relationships, with so much. It really does. And I mean, we're not perfect.
No.
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. So it's not, it is this continual act of forgiveness and being humble and saying, hey, I don't got it all, but I do.
Well, that's it, right? Because we'll never be perfect on this side of heaven, ever. We just won't be. This is an ongoing pace. And that's why it's so important that we're not finding our fulfillment in those things and the stuff and the titles and all, because they don't ever last forever.
No.
And very often, whether it's our marriage, our children, friendships, business, these are all things that the Lord has given us to steward, to take care of, to administer our gifts. You know, I often talk about that for us Christian women in business, our business is a place that our gifts and talents intersect with God's kingdom. In other words, it is through our business that we very often are serving people that we may never have crossed paths with, except because of our business. And so when you think about it from that perspective, we're just here to steward it. You know, I think of it as a mom, now that my girls are in their 20s, you know, we all as mothers, you know, we want to cling to our children in some way, and probably too much, right?
Sometimes.
But they're not ours in the sense of they belong to us. They belong to the Lord. We're just here to steward. We're just here to help steward them on the earth, if you will. And so often the things he's given us to steward, for business, relationships, et cetera, are the things that we actually tie our fulfillment to. And the thing is, no human being, no outcome of human creation really can fulfill us. Like, we can't put that much pressure on people and stuff. We cannot. And so the only place that we can find that fulfillment is in the Lord. And I love what you said earlier, because that being connected to the Word and being in the Word, you know, one of the things that I help my clients do is to establish a daily discipline. And you would think, okay, well, that just means a to-do list. No. It's about, how do you establish a daily discipline to allow God to run your business, to be your CEO? And it starts and ends with beginning and ending your day with Him in prayer, in meditation, in scripture. Because in Psalm 1, verses 2 and 3, paraphrasing, it says that he who meditates in the Word is deeply rooted. He is planted like a tree by the water, and he does not sway in the storm, and he yields its fruit in his season. So if we are rooting ourselves, I love that you use that word. That's the name of my group coaching membership, Rooted. Then if you're rooted in Him, you're getting your nourishment from Him, that even when the business falls apart, and even when the client leaves, and even when someone says no, and even when someone returns whatever they bought from you, you're unswayed. Yes, it's painful. Yes, it stinks, but you're unswayed because your fulfillment is not tied up in that product that you sold or that service that you delivered. It's not tied up in that. And that understanding of fulfillment is important and a challenge for us as ambitious women, because we want to control it, and we want the outcomes to be what we plan them to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, once we understand that we get the, you know, it's so much that it's not time blocking, but it is the time blocking with God.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Like the day will always, I mean, no matter how big of a list or how really great colors you put into your day timer and all the fancy, nothing fancy
stickers
in the world,
and stuff. Yeah.
Stickers,
yeah.
And everything. If you don't begin and end.
Oh yeah.
Then it doesn't, you know, then if I can get in the morning and have quiet time and pray, and if I can, that's the best that I can do. Right. And
that's
always
right.
At the end of the day. But it is this sense of always being in prayer unceasingly. So whether it's, you know, I'm putting a post up, or I'm going to be meeting a client, or I'm going to be recording a podcast, or I'm you know, doing a live call with people. It's always being, presenting it before God, saying, this is yours. This is yours.
Yes.
And I love that, because if, you know, I'm always wanting, when I'm traveling and working, it's always like, you know, God, you're going to give me that person to speak into today. Who can I offer hope and encouragement to? And I think it's, again, this continual aspect of your work being your ministry field.
Yes.
You don't have to go to Africa. You don't have to go to, you know, Tanzania. You don't have to do these mission trips, when all that we need to do as business women or as entrepreneur for God is to be present.
Yes.
To listen and offer hope.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
But it needs to be that simple. And that's the hardest thing with being a woman in business, because this is what I'm dealing with. It's like, how can I keep it simple enough for me to not feel overwhelmed and let God be in control?
Yes. And oh, I love how you put that, because we want to complicate it, don't we? We want to complicate it, because sometimes for me, for example, hard work has been a theme of my life. So many times this is something I'm working on with the Lord. Like, if it hasn't been hard, then it hasn't been done, right? Mm-hmm. So that's true for some people. For others, it's like, it's got to look like a lot so that people look at it and go, wow, that was a lot, right? There's so many reasons why we overcomplicate it. And, you know, ultimately our purpose, and this is from a group that I follow on Instagram called She Works His Way. They say our purpose is two things: love people, make disciples. That's it. That's it. And we have all of these vehicles to be able to do that. Our family, our friendships, volunteering, service, our businesses, right? And it really comes down to, how do I serve that one? I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Hacksaw Ridge. It's a fantastic movie. I feel like it's about, it's a war movie. It's about a conscientious objector. The actor is Andrew Garfield. I love Andrew Garfield. But they're fighting the Japanese, and there's this giant ridge, and they're just getting slaughtered by the Japanese, like literally. And, but he won't carry a weapon. And the only thing he carries is his Bible, but he's a medic. And there's this point in the movie where they've taken him back up to the ridge so that he can go find, you know, people to save. And he says, "Lord, help me find one more. Lord, help me find one more. Lord, help me." Like, he just keeps saying that. And I have a prayer I'm looking at it on my other screen, and it says, "Show me today, Lord, whom can I serve who needs my services and expertise? Who is willing to do the work? How can I best glorify you in my work? And where are you working that I may join you?" And then it ends with, "All in, all yours, always, in always." Right. And it's what you said earlier, when we're offering that back to him, regardless. I was on with a client earlier, and she had somebody call her and had questions about an invoice. And her first thought was, is she not going to pay it or whatever? And I said, don't embellish from your doubt, right? But what she did do is she said, "Lord, this is yours. And whatever it is, I know that you provide," like whatever it is. And that idea of that we have this incredible, glorious Father to whom we have access because of Jesus's sacrifice, and that he desires to delight and surprise us when we are obedient. That doesn't mean it's always going to look the way we want, but that we can find fulfillment in him and not the stuff. And that does fly in the face of the world, which makes it harder, because it's hard to tune out that radio station, you know. But if we can be rooted in him and grounded in him and find our foundation in him as the vine, mm-hmm. then we show up with no agenda to serve the clients that he's already given us to serve. And they see more in us than someone who can do business with them. They see in us a reflection of his light. And very mm-hmm. often, we are the only form of Jesus that people will experience. And so if we can show up already fulfilled, I mean, that's a powerful position to love people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, it's that keeping yourselves full. And that would then again go back to understanding that fulfillment, understanding the unnecessary need to have stuff. Mm. The stuff is such a burden.
Right. Yes.
But it's getting there. It's very hard. Minimalizing things is super difficult. And I think even for myself, it's minimalizing service, minimalizing the busyness. Mm-hmm. I've always been a multitasker. I've always been always involved and here or there. And it's again, this point of trying to, see the purpose in God or see your fulfillment in God, but with doing less. Mm. But it is that lessness that becomes more.
Yes.
But it's such a difficult transition. I'm having difficulty with it because the idleness.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was saying I had a retreat a few weekends ago, and I said to the women, God can do more with your rest than you can do with your work.
Yeah.
And be prepared to be challenged by that, because we're not good at rest, mm-hmm. right? We're not. And there's a level of fulfillment that we find by the doing, you know, by the checking of the box, by the productivity of our day. And so you are so spot on, Dana, when you say that it is hard, and it takes a daily decision and daily discipline to build that muscle, if you will. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very hard. I think this has been the season of 2022 for me, of this redefining busyness and fulfillment.
Yeah. And
it, you know, many times I have been forced to be still in this. So it's been very challenging. And but that it's the persistent in the pursuit of God, and it's the persistence in the pursuit of being a vehicle for God.
Yeah.
And the honesty of just trying to be out there, and being that sort of being the hands and feet of Jesus, or the light of Jesus in this world, because it's been so difficult. Like the past couple of years have been very difficult for people. So it's trying to, again, bring them back to foundation, bring them back to core faith values, and getting them back out into this sense of servanthood or discipleship. And what does that mean now? Mm-hmm. Right. And how can we go beyond ourselves after being so constrained after these last 2 years? So it's a difficult season, I think, for a lot of people. How they are in this sort of new way of approaching the world publicly. How are we to be Jesus' hands and feet? How are we as Christian women to build business and not get caught in the spiral chaos of much of the crazy world out there? So
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. I love that.
Erin, there's honestly so much that we can continue talking about. And I know we'll probably end up talking again in the next season, because there's always something amazing and incredible with what you teach. I look forward to getting my hands on the fulfillment sheet to just kind of make sure I'm just like, okay, am I on track and everything? And I know that in our show notes, we're going to give all the information of where you can find Erin as being a business coach, or even the pursuit, her pursuit business God's Way book, and all of the goods that you can have from her. So Erin, one final thought, what is one word of wisdom that you would give to a woman who's starting a business for God?
One word of wisdom would be, let him define it.
Nice.
One of the free download that I have for your listeners is my four keys to redefine hustle. And the first key is define. And if you start there, right, seek first to understand, Stephen Covey says, right? Begin with the end in mind, I think, is another one that he says. And that's truly about allowing the Lord to define it. Because he knows way better than you. I mean, he knows what's happening 10 chapters ahead, right? In your business and in your life.
He's so kind to always circle back for us to say,
right, hey,
this is what we were doing. This is what we were doing. Don't forget this and circle back. This is what we were doing, right? And so, so many times been reminded of that. So this, you know, this one answering and saying, yes, Hanini, Hanini, Lord, right?
Yes,
I'm here for you. What can I do? I'm here to answer the call. And I think that's always the first step in faith for many women in business, and many women, many people who even in their first step of faith is to say, here I am.
That's right. Here I am. Send me, right? Like, And in letting in, and in that saying, how would you define this, Lord? What does success look like to you? You know, that doesn't mean you don't step. I love what you said about putting, you know, Jesus's hands and feet. Another friend of mine says that a lot. And we do have to take action, but it's even saying, Lord, this is what I see. Show me what you see. How do you define what my audience is, or how I show up, or all of those pieces? And he will be faithful to answer that prayer.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Erin. And thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. And we will probably have you back again. Thank you.
Oh, it's been an honor. Thank you so much, Dana.